Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Happy Sunday to all you guys and girls. I'm your host, Jay Ross at Soul Craving Radio. I'm excited to have this artist on my show. She is, man, yeah, we're going to get into it. Let me introduce you guys to MoFunk recording artist, Miss Monika. Monika.
Well, hello, everybody. I am here.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
thank you,
Jay. Is. Oh, appreciate it. Appreciate it. Anytime. And so, people need to go into a timeline with you. So, you know, just pretty much explain to everybody who you are, where you're from. You know, just get everybody, a feel of who you are.
Okay, well, as you got it right when you first said it, the first time, Monika, I appreciate that, Jay, for you pronouncing it the right way. that means a lot to me. I was born in Gary, Indiana, but just only born there. I ended up coming to Pasadena when I was about a year and a half. My mother left from Gary and moved to Pasadena. And, that's my home, that's my hometown, that's my stomping ground, where I, grew up, and even into my early to mid 20s and 30s, I was there, until I moved to downtown LA about maybe 10 years ago. But, so it's been a short, long ride. in terms of cities that I've been to or lived in, mm-hmm. And as far as my my music career, of course I like to credit my mother at the very beginning, and the reason why I ended up loving singing at all with her and her group, the Roses. They were a Pasadena group, that they would go around singing cover tunes, excuse me, of artists that I could say that you and I loved, I think, anyway. Aretha Franklin, New Birth, Gladys Knight, and the Pips.
Oh, wow.
Tina Marie, they would cover all those tunes, and I was like a child at their rehearsals, like just listening and looking, and, from there it was just, I always like to say that it was a bug that I was bitten by, at a young age, about 7. And from then on, I pursued it as best I knew how, just as a child, from talent shows and, pageants and whatever it may be in order to showcase, my singing or my love for it.
And so, pretty much your family influence play a big part of you wanting to do music, that's correct?
That is correct, yeah. My mother and my aunt, Jeanette, cousin Darlene, they were the three top family members. Of course, my mother, aunt, and cousin, and then there were two other members who were close family friends, Tony and Gloria. And they were all together, the Roses. So, but yeah, that's where the heavy influence began and took off from there.
Because I hear a lot of old school influences in your voice when I listen to your music. So I say, I know she got some kind of family background of music to play a part of this, where your whole vibe comes from that. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So you were right to think that, because like I said, with my mother and them covering all of those, tunes from those big hitters back in the day, as a child, I'm like, I didn't know who sang what. I just knew that if I was watching my mother, I was watching the Roses. I was watching them and listening to them perform these songs. But being a child, you don't know, this song is by Aretha Franklin. Oh, this song is by Denise Williams. I was like, this is my mom's song. I'm like, my mom sings this song. That's right, if Jump to It or Get It Right came on the radio, I was like, oh, this is my mom, singing the song. But, that's just, being a child, that's childish. But, I ended up getting to learn the right way, not too long after. But I tell you, in the beginning, I was just like, yeah, that's my mom singing that song.
Wow. Wow. And so you appeared on like plenty of compilations on through the years of your career. Then like 2011, you finally released a self-titled album, which I love.
I did.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I love that album. Because I could go on and on about that album. Because, I mean, you have some cuts on there. Like, ooh, my song was out tonight. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
Yeah, I'm serious. And did you work with, shout out to XL Middleton. Did he work on this album also?
No, he didn't work on the Monica album. That was fully produced by my childhood friend Teddy Bear. He's also out of Pasadena. Yeah.
Okay.
So that album specifically, Can't Let You Go, is what led XL Middleton and I to work together.
Mm,
so
gotcha,
yeah, coincidentally.
Gotcha. Yeah, because Teddy has that same kind of vibe. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like I didn't know who. That's why you confirmed that. So now I know. And then you worked with, oh, my God, another favorite project of mine, Yes, No, Maybe. That came out in 2014. Oh, my God. And we could go into that album, too, because one of my favorites off that album was, I think it was called I Don't Want to Get Used to It. Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. Yeah, that was one of my favorite ones. And that's how you and XL linked up on that one, correct?
Yeah, that would be the first full LP that we released together, full album that we released, I should say, that he produced for me. But we actually had met, because as you mentioned, that album came out in 2014, but we had actually met in, like, at the end of 2010, and we linked up and started doing music together about a few months later in 2011, like around March or April or something like that. I had did like a couple of hooks for him on some songs that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, from doing the hooks on the songs that he had, it just progressed into us teaming up to work together, you know, on an album for me, which, you know, first was Not Enough. It was released as a as a digital and as a single prior to I don't want to get used to it even. But and then you know as time told, it moved us forward into the LP, working on all of the songs that you hear there on Yes No Maybe.
Yeah, because I was like, I just became a fan, like, musically by your music. And I kept telling my friends, I was like, hey, you need to check out this this girl named Monica. She from the Dina. And everybody said, well, the Dina. I said, Pasadena. That's so, you know, and I keep telling them, I say, she is dope. And it's so dope that we have so many artists that's locally out here that we don't get that recognition. Because everything is so commercialized. You feel me?
Yeah, absolutely. This is true.
And so when you come in parts with the Dame Funks, the XL Middleton, Teddy Bear, that comes locally out here. And I mean that you guys represent a sound that is, I don't even call it retro. I call it quality. And the lyric content, the music along with it, wow, I'm just getting like goosebumps talking about it because it's like, it just brings me back to where music was back then. But it's current. It's weird to say that, you know what I'm saying? And so when I start falling more into your career, and we're going to get into this other album, oh my God, the Black Wave Funk. Wow. That album blew my mind.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And my song on there was I Just Don't Know. I kept playing it over and over and over and over. I was like, this girl really trying to make me be a fan.
Well, yeah, I was trying to do that. Okay,
yes,
so I'm glad that it happened.
Yes, it did. I drunk the Kool-Aid, and I'm taking my...
Well, good. I appreciate that you say that you like that particular song, because that is like, you know, I would like to call, you know, the slow jam on the Black Wave Funk album. And I don't know that many people, you know, were able to gravitate towards it as much as they did the other jams, you know, on the album, because, you know, it's all heavy hitting bass and just super funked out on the Black Wave Funk album. So, but I really wanted to, you know, touch in a different place with that particular song and give people an idea of another side of me, because, you know, I love that womp, you know, that comes with the funk and everything, but I also like to get into some nice two-step in or slow type grooves to kind of slow it down just a little bit and give everybody a chance to think about something else on another wave, you know.
Definitely.
So thanks. I'm glad you like that one.
And then the intro, the first track, Checking Out, that bass, oh my God. And then you come in, I mean, I was done. I was like, oh my God. I said, this is what I'm talking about. I need this in my life. I mean, that album was like a heavy rotation for me. So I kept like looking, I was like, I need a hard copy of this. I need this, I need that. I mean, because I'm old school. Like I said, I collect albums and hard copies if they're available, because that's how much I support the artist. If it's good to me, because I'm a collector, so I'm going to get it, like what sounds good. But that one, I need to get that on vinyl, definitely, because, I mean, the bass on every track of it, the production was clean, the lyrics, when you come in and sing it, it was like, wow, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Jay, you know I can't pay you no money for saying all of this, right? I haven't made it that far in life, Jay.
but on the real, you put in the work. You put in the work to basically say, I have a catalog, and you do have a catalog. Not just the features that you've been on, but you had your own brand as you are. So I'm telling y'all, I'm not gassing her up. I'm speaking the truth because I love this woman's music. I'm a fan, and I love people that just bring out authentic music that's from the heart, the soul, the engineering of it, the quality of it. It's like, it's good to my soul and my ear. I like music where I can bop my head and I'll be like, hey, you know, like that's what I'm into. Yeah, that's what I'm into, you know, because I'm West Coast all day long. So, you know, we love that boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
That's what that's what you give off these albums. And so.
Well, that's what we want to get. So, yeah, you know, we throw it up all day that way, you know.
And then you work with my good friend, your label mate. Shout out to I Said, my bro.
Yes, of course. What up, Sid?
Yes. And you worked on a song called Reflect. Oh my God, that was a dope track too. And chemistry with you both was amazing. And then a video too. I said, hold up. I see y'all. And
yeah, we have to give all the credit to Sid for that.
And you know what I love? You know what I love about Sid? He lets his artists sing up front. You know what I'm saying? Instead of them being background singers. You see, like how you have an album, like a Quincy Jones project. He puts everybody up front. That's what I love about Said, and he put you up front. I said, look at that. He got my girl up front. That's what I'm talking about.
Is a type of person to where, you know, he is an artist, he's a producer, you know, he can do it all. He's an engineer, you know, he's the person who actually shot more than half of those shots that you see in the Reflect video. Yeah, you know, so he's a jack. Shed is a jack of all things when it comes to music. So yeah, credit to him on that. And when he brought that song to me, he was telling me that he wanted me to get on it. Of course, I was all too pleased to do it because, you know, Sed and I first worked together on my album. I'll tell you that there was a time before this, but let me just say in terms of for the world to hear, he came on to my album, Yes, No, Maybe, I Need It All. I went to him and said, yo, can you, you know, XL Middleton and I went to him and said, yo, can you get on this song, I Need It All? And we sat right in there in the studio. I had already written and recorded my verse to I Need It All. And then we all sat in the studio, and he sat there and wrote his verse and recorded it that same day, I believe, to I Need It All. And that's still one of my favorite songs to date. Sed is a, he's a beast. He is a beast.
Yes, he is, and your label mate too.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. He got something coming for y'all in just a minute. If you hold on and sit tight, he is coming for you guys with his first release on Mo Funk Records. Interpretations. I know that you had him on your show. It was last month. So yeah, I'm happy for Sed. Deserves all the good that's coming to him and that has come to him.
And actually, we premiered a song called "Stay" that you was featured on. That we exclusively played on there. I'll say, there go my girl again.
So that's a perfect time for me to tell you that before, before I Need It All, it was "Stay" and that him and I worked together. So it's funny that you bring that up. But yeah, that's the joint right there that he tapped into me about. And, you know, it wasn't a huge part on the song, but it was significant enough to him that it should come out. And that means a lot to me, you know. Funny.
The chemistry is good. I can see y'all doing a kind of Ashford and Sissy collab going. So, I can actually see that because you guys' chemistry is real good.
We got the energy together. Yeah, we've got good energy together, Sed and I. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, definitely. And then one of my favorite albums of 2020, I cannot get this name right all the time, Los Robles and Washington, right? I said it right.
You got it. You done said it.
Oh, yes. See. Because, LA, LA people, we see a word and try to pronounce it.
I know, right? Give
come
up some
right.
extra vowels.
Exactly.
Letters sometimes.
Like
you
Rodeo
know
B. Right. Like Rodeo B. Rodeo.
True. Same word, different pronunciation. That is
exactly.
So true about Rodeo. Rodeo.
Right. So that's why I was like, oh, I hope I say it right, you know, when I go
but
on
look,
the show. And
out. I'm sorry. I want to say about, because we talked about Rodeo and Rodeo, I would like to think that the way that we pronounce it is the right way. Rodeo, you know? Rodeo. You go into the rodeo, you know? Everybody
right.
saddle up. I don't know about this Rodeo business.
Definitely. And so the title of that album was it the first single from the day, the first single, right?
Yeah, the Los Robles in Washington song was the first single off of the album. You're right.
Yeah. And that's when I said, oh man, she came with it again. But I was just like, I'm loving this album. I'm serious. And I kept playing Always on the Run.
Wow.
Yes.
You like slow jams, Jay.
Yeah, I like the slow jams because I like how you close them out your album. Because, you know, we be boogieing. And then I could envision that song playing at a skating rink. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. That's how. Yeah. Yeah, and I was just like, ooh. I said, man, this is a cold one. And then
nice.
And then I noticed his lady is on the CD, but it's not digitally. I realized that.
Yes, that is mm-hmm. that is correct, and it was specifically done that way. You know, to give people who, you know, picked up the CD that opportunity to experience that song. I'm glad you noticed it because it's not something that's easily noticeable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, you're talking to the music Wikipedia right here. So, you know, I
checked well.
So I checked stuff out and, you know, I just like, oh, I'm privileged. I have the CD with this song on here, so I got 10 tracks. Okay. So I'm privileged. So I'm privileged. And then we're going to get into the second single. Oh, my God. Who is that girl? Features your label mate and the owner of MoFunk Records, Mr. XL Militant, and Kevin Slow Jam and James. Wow. How did all that linked up into one good old collage and gumbo right there, music right there? That was, man.
I can't even, you know, anytime that anyone brings that up, it just brings a honest smile to my face, you know, to be able to have, you know, who we all know as a legendary person and personality and DJ in the city of L.A., Kevin Slow Jam and James, man. You know, let me just first tell you that the track itself was produced by our good buddy out in France, MoFak. He produced it. Yeah. And, you know, the moment that he sent the track to me, I think I must have wrote the song in like 2 days or something like that. And, you know, after I wrote the song, you know, I connected with, you know, XL Middleton and, you know, we recorded it. You know, there was an open space on there. So, you know, he got on and did what he does, you know, and he actually just murked the verse. I was so happy with what he came up with for this song.
Yes, man, he came with that heat on there.
He did. He don't know nothing else to do but that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, you know, we were very, very fortunate to actually meet Kevin Slow Jam and James at this party in L.A. that we love so much, Soul Therapy. I'm not sure if you're familiar or not.
Definitely.
They throw some fire parties. They're the feel-good that is Soul Therapy. It can't be, you know, measured. But all the same, Kevin Slow Jam and James often is hosting. I don't know if anybody else hosts besides him. They may have had others, but all the same, we met him. He was completely, completely cool, 100% genuine, very kind. And then as time progressed on, because I was in, I forget whatever part of the year that was, in the summer, I think it was 2019. But all the same, our other good homie, from Dog Pound Records, Chris, he has a really great, you know, relationship with him. And XL was able to reach out to Chris and ask him if he could, you know, be so kind to ask Kevin Slow Jam and James if he would, you know, make an appearance, make an intro on the song. And he granted us that wish, you know. And it was like simple and smooth, the transaction itself in terms of how it happened. It was like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And then boom, it got done. And then, you know, XL showed it to me and I was like, get out of here. I was so happy, you know, because this is someone whose voice has been heard throughout, you know, Los Angeles for tons and tons of years. It's just somebody who's stuck in your head when you hear that voice. So I will forever be grateful for him making that appearance.
Yeah, definitely. And then I still have them Timeless Slow Jam CDs all 9 volumes.
Wow.
Yeah. With him,
I can't even
imitate him because his voice is too deep for me. So,
honey, it's a one of a kind, Jack. I'm telling you, ain't nobody else can sound like him.
No, but he put out some good compilations, and then it's I know that was just an honor for him to be on your album and introduce your song to. Come on now, like, yeah.
Listen,
that's major.
He was also so very, because I got an opportunity to thank him in person sometime down the line, not very long after, but maybe a month and a half or so after I got a chance to see him at, you know, again, a soul therapy party. And I was able to thank him, you know, just profusely, like, thank you so much for appearing on my album. I can't tell you how much it means to me. You know, who is that girl? You just took it up another notch when you, you know, did the introduction. And you know, he was just like, you know, basically, you're welcome. You know, it was my pleasure, you know. And he told me that it was a good song. So for me, you know, I couldn't be more grateful. I couldn't even imagine something like that would happen. But all of the cards were on the table, and they all just kind of like got picked up, scooped up and into a deck and made it work. You know, I can't even be more grateful. So shout out to Kevin Slow Jam and James, and shout out to our homie Chris at, and I should say, I want to stand corrected, Doggy Style Records, the homie Chris. I think I said Dog Pound earlier, but I want to stand corrected and say Doggy Style Records. The homie Chris was, you know, was the man behind that. So shout out to Chris and Doggy Style Records.
And so let's introduce the song.
I'm sorry, Jay, you cut out a little bit.
Oh, sorry, can you hear me? Okay, you can introduce the song that we're about to play. Who's That Girl?
Okay, absolutely. You know, this is Monika, and you are about to listen to Who Is That Girl off of my Los Robles in Washington album, produced by MoFak with an appearance by XL Middleton and the legendary Kevin Slow Jam and Jane.
Right here on Soul Cravers Radio.
Hi, it's Kevin Slow Jam and Jane. I know that for a fact because I grew up with myself. This, on your left, or it could be on your right, is XL Middleton. Getting ready to sing is Monika. And Monika begs the question, who's that girl?
You said you want to talk to me, huh? But I told you what time it is, man. You know I did, yeah. Didn't want to lead you on, no. Not even just a little bit. Because I knew he was gonna get you, won't leave me alone. And that's a sure shot, baby, I know. You'll tell us that you're never coming home. I got that gold, I'm a ace in the hole. But I don't want no problems, I got enough of my own shit.
Rolling Stone, yeah. Who is that?
That is a vibe for you. I mean, woo. You know I play that song every morning.
Thank you, Jay. I'm serious.
I am serious. Oh, my God. That song is a vibe. I'm serious. We're going to have I'm serious, man. Oh, it's another song on here I love, too. It's Believe Me. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That song is so hot.
I got left once again on that one.
Ooh, with Zachy Force Funk and Polyester the Saint. Man.
Mm-hmm.
You were getting the royal treatment on this album. I'm serious.
Yeah, that one happened, you know. And I have to thank XL Middleton again for those two features. You know, Zachy Force Funk, that is a homie. Polyester the Saint is also such a good dude. I was so happy that they both, you know, decided that it was a good idea for them to appear on this song because I really liked how it came out together with us three, you know. The textures mm-hmm. that we have are all different. And so all of the textures coming together really, really sounded sweet to me. So I'm glad of it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you like it.
I love it. I love this album. I mean, it's like, to me, every song is single quality. Like, you can release a single off of this whole album. Like, every song is a single. Like, everyone is, like, different. And I'm just like, I was just really impressed with this album. Like, I was just like, okay, she really trying to take me there with this album. Okay.
Thank you.
At first, I was in the Black Wave Funk at first. And then I got into the Los Robles and the Washington Mode. And then I said, okay, I need to buy this CD. Like, seriously. And so I was just, like, counting down the days when this album finally came out. And I said, okay, the two singles got me. I wonder how the whole album going to sound. I know it's going to probably take me there. I just said, I felt it. I know it's going to just take me there again. Like how Black Wave Funk took me. And then boom.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad.
Well,
it means a lot to me.
Yeah, because I was really like happy with this album that, you know, they did a good job. Shout outs to Mo Funk Records and the rest of the people that's putting this project out there. And I love the store, by the way, with the product out there. I mean, I'm just like, y'all really doing it. Seriously, it's a movement. I see it as a movement, and I love it because the movement, I see it as you guys are putting out real, authentic music that will hit your soul. Because if it ain't moving, it ain't good. And everything from the record label down to the promotion department, the promos, the store, everything is good. I mean, I'm loving it. And, you know, I'm here to support this project for you, you know, to get the word out to everybody because they need to get into it. Y'all need to get into the Monica experience, y'all. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to. For real. And she is not paying me, and I'm going to repeat again, she is not paying me to say this.
I don't think I have to pay you to say this.
I think it's
priceless, honestly, though, what you're doing and allowing, you know, people like myself to have an audience outside of, you know, what we've been able to build for ourselves. So for someone like you to offer an opportunity to share, I think one of the words you like to use, and it makes a lot of sense to me, your platform, for you to be able to share your platform with people like myself is really, really special, and I'm not taking it for granted. And we could laugh about it and say I'm not paying you for it because it's true. It's funny.
Right.
But at the end of the day, so all that is to say you don't have to do this, but you are doing it out of just, you know, pure, you know, support and pure, you know, desire to wanting to do it. So thank you a lot, Jay. You know, thanks for sharing this with everybody. And for everybody who's listening and tuning in, thank you, because nobody has to do anything. Everybody can do whatever they want to do, whatever that is. So anybody that's taking their time to listen to Jay and I talk about, you know, my album and, you know, all of the other stories in between, thank you for giving us your time.
Thank you. Yes. And we're out of time, too. Ah, man.
It happens, doesn't it?
Right, but it was a good 45 minutes of pure bliss with you, because I learned a lot from you from this. And we're going to talk soon, definitely. We're going to keep in contact and talk soon, definitely. And how can people reach you on social media?
Oh, okay. Thanks again, Jay. You know, let me spell it out. It's MONIQUEA. With the number one behind it or the number one in front of it. Just, you know, you can hit me up that way. MONIQUEA, Monica One, or One Monica, or just MONIQUEA. And that would be on Twitter or Instagram. And as well, you can find me on my Facebook page under Simply Monica, MONIQUEA. So, yeah, that way.
Yes, thank you again, Monica, for coming out, you know, taking out your time for, you know, doing this interview with me. I'm very still excited because I'm still on that roller coaster now, because I love interviewing people that I admire and love, and you one of them people. And this has been a big, major part of my day today doing this. And to everybody, get this album. You could download it, stream it, buy it, or you could go on mofolkrecords.com and purchase a hard copy or vinyl. The vinyl is pretty, by the way. I want to tell you that. I'm getting that clear vinyl, by the way. Yeah, it's pretty. I'm getting that. It's Los Robles and Washington. It's everywhere, you guys. Come on now. Get it. Get it. Get into it. And I thank you guys for listening to Soul Cravers Radio on this glorious Sunday. Stay safe out there. Thank you again, Monica, for coming out. Shout out to Mo Funk Records and especially, and everybody else that's under the label. Thank you guys again for allowing me to do this with Monica. Thank you again. And I will see you guys later. And you guys have a blessed one.
Thank you, Jay. Much love, everybody.
Thank you. Peace.